This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
When it comes to managing our health, many of us are turning to digital tools, but what if you're not quite sure who has access to your information, or you've had negative experiences in the past that make you hesitate to trust the system? Well, that's where LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia is stepping in. They've partnered with the Australian Digital Health Agency to help our communities understand digital health tools, especially My Health Record. Joining us now is Kat Londis, Digital Health Coordinator at LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia. Kat, welcome back to Drive.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again.
For those who don't know, what exactly is My Health Record?
So My Health Record is essentially an online summary of your electronic health information. So you can think of it like a digital filing cabinet that you can access anywhere that you have an internet connection. So there's information in there that has been uploaded by your healthcare providers. So things like specialist letters, prescription records, scans, pathology reports, all of that kind of stuff. And it also includes information that you can enter yourself. So things like personal health notes, allergies, advanced care planning documents. It can be quite wide ranging.
I love how you describe it as a digital filing cabinet. Who can open the cabinet though?
Yeah, so that's the really interesting part of My Health Record, is that not only is it like a digital filing cabinet, you really do have the keys. There are inbuilt access controls that, you know, can really make sure of your information and who sees it. It's your information, everything in there is yours, and you have the right to access it and review it. And these privacy and access controls could provide you with more agency over it. And I think that's particularly important to think about because, you know, we know and we very much understand that there is a lot of community mistrust around My Health Record. And we really want our communities to have all of the information that they need to make a decision about whether or not to use it. You know, like if you're not a fan, that's totally fine. Let's just make sure that you really do like understand all of the options that are available. And, you know, the choice is always up to you.
Kat, I know, you know, we've spoken before and you're talking to a community, I suppose, that has had trauma and stigma associated with many health conditions. How do you reassure the community that these controls are, you know, stable and that no one will inadvertently get unauthorized access to your health record?
Yeah, that's a really great question. One of the inbuilt sort of access, I don't know if you would call it an access control necessarily, but some of the information that you have access to through My Health Record is essentially a log of every time your record has been accessed. And there's information in your sort of access history around who has accessed the record, what actions they took, the time, the date, and all of that information is available for the last 12 months. So it's very easy to go in and really see who has been in your record, what has been happening, and if there's anything that seems that you're unsure of or that seems like it's maybe not quite right. If you've, you know, put on some particular privacy controls and it seems like you're a bit like confused about whether or not they've been put on correctly or like functioning like you want them to, you have all of that information there. And the Digital Health Agency take, you know, all complaints about potential misuse really, really seriously, and they're incredibly harsh. Maybe not harsh, but they're incredibly like severe penalties for misuse.
Kat, I reckon you're doing a great job, and you've got a difficult job to try and sell something to a skeptical community. And you and your team acknowledge that many in the LGBTIQ plus community don't trust My Health Record. What's changed in recent years that might make us reconsider?
Another great question. These privacy and access controls that I keep talking about, I should maybe say what they are. So the privacy and access controls that have come in have really strengthened the individual and consumer control over the record. So there are sort of four main ones. The first is restricting a document. So you can set any documents to restricted access in My Health Record. And then a healthcare provider organization, like a GP clinic, can only access that document, or sorry, any documents that you set to restricted, if you provide them with what's called a limited document access code. So you set the code yourself, and then anyone that you want to have access to those restricted documents, you give them the code, and they're the only sort of practices or organizations that are able to see that information. You can do a similar thing to your entire record. So you can put what's called a record access code on the record, which works in a very similar way, but really locks down the entire record unless you've provided the healthcare providers that you want to have access to your record with that code. Those two privacy and access controls do have sort of one contingency, which is in, say, an emergency, if you're unconscious or not able to provide information yourself for any reason, there is an emergency access function that is also quite strictly recorded, and there are very strict parameters for its use that can provide access to those documents, but it's really only in that circumstance. There is a third control, which is hiding a document. So that kind of is what it says on the box. It's as if the document isn't in your record, only you can see it. And even in an emergency situation, a hidden document isn't visible to anybody. So you have that sort of choice and control around, oh, is this information that might be relevant in an emergency? Okay, I might just want to restrict it rather than hiding it altogether.
So, Kat,
and then you also...
Let's say I go to my GP and I get a positive STI result, and there should not be any stigma around STI results, but let's face it, some people do pass judgment. I don't want anyone to know that result, but I'm using My Health Record. I can go in and hide that, can I, so that no one sees it, even in an emergency?
Yep, absolutely. You can go in, you can hide it. You can even delete it altogether if it's a result that, say, has come through and you're like, okay, I know this. I don't even need to see this anymore. You can delete the document from My Health Record altogether. And that doesn't, get rid of it from existence. Pathology place in your GP who have had the original copy of that information, like they would whether you were using My Health Record or not, they would still have that available for you. But it won't be in your My Health Record and then accessible to potentially other healthcare providers.
Kat, over 20 million Aussies, we've already got My Health Records. Whether we're using it or not, if it's sitting there untouched, is there any risk in just ignoring it?
That's really quite specific to the individual. If it is there and you're not actively using the privacy and access controls, there might be information that you, say, want to restrict or hide or have a little bit more control over that is just being uploaded and is accessible to anyone who is providing you healthcare. And that is another quite important point about My Health Record, which is that for a healthcare provider to access your record, that's only authorized if it's in the context of them providing you with healthcare. So that's really the only reason someone is allowed to use your My Health Record. So the risk is quite minimal in that sense. But if you're on top of that, then not using the privacy and access controls, the risk would be increased slightly. So if you are going in and being quite active about managing your record and engaging with the system, you can really be quite confident in your information.
Kat, what if someone's listening and they're saying, you know what, I'm still not into it. What would you say to them? Where can they get more info to find out more about it, to get some comfort to say, okay, you know what, I'm okay in having my health record online? Because, I mean, I could admit I still don't use it, but if I want to research it a bit more, where do we go?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first place would be the Australian Digital Health Agency's website. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of information on there, so digitalhealth.gov.au, about not only my health record, but quite a suite of digital health tools that are available for Australians. And then in partnership with the Digital Health Agency, we are also releasing a suite of resources ourselves that are specific to LGBTIQ plus communities. And those will be available on the LGBTIQ plus Health Australia website in the coming months.
Fantastic, Kat. Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Lovely to chat.
Thank you. That is Kat Londos, Digital Health Coordinator at LGBTIQ plus Health Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.